Chapter 5 The Cycles of Jupiter. Oh, difficulty will be experienced by anyone who becomes even slightly conversant with the use of progressed aspects in cycle charts, in foretelling with precision the times when widespread interest in events of each planetary type will be exhibited, and, within a day or two, when important events of each planetary type will come to pass. In fact, by also considering the new moon cycle, or lunation, such events can be predicted to within 24 hours of the exact time they actually transpire. To predict the degree of importance which will attach to the event indicated by any one progressed aspect in a cycle chart is a more complex matter, for events are not isolated occurrences, but each an integral portion, great or small, of that total pattern which goes to make up our national and international life. This pattern has not only breadth, into which the occurrences indicated by the progressed aspects of each of the cycles and major conjunctions of the immediate period must fit, but it has length in time. The events which have gone before, as indicated by earlier progressed aspects in the various cycles, and by earlier major conjunctions, all have a bearing upon both the importance and the precise nature of the event attracted by any single progressed aspect. When, for instance, the preceding cycles have led up to a condition in which the minds of the populace are filled with thoughts of war, any progressed aspect, either harmonious or discordant, in the Mars cycle chart, tends to fan the destructive flames. If a state of war already exists, such an aspect indicates the time of actual skirmishes or engagement, and if the aspect is a powerful one, it will mark the time of heavy actual fighting. But taken by itself, no progressed aspect in the Mars cycle chart can cause a country to go to war. A war is the result of a cumulative set of circumstances that are indicated in various cycle charts and major conjunctions. We can be absolutely certain, when a progressed aspect forms in the Pluto cycle chart, that some important event will come to pass involving group activity, and with possibilities of drastic action in case there is resistance to the group decision. Thought currents within the world are then stimulated by energies coming from the planet Pluto, and these, linking certain people together in a chain of similar thought, lead to mass action. The house position of the aspected planet, and the special affinity of the aspected planet, are good guides to the nature of the event to be expected. Yet at a time, due to preceding influences which have led up to it, when the attention of the world is focused on the League of Nations, it is safe to predict that the most important event attracted by the Pluto aspect will relate to some action of this body. If, however, the progressed aspect occurs during a period in which some bureau, such as one of the various associations designated by letters, which at times exercise dictatorial authority in RA, AAA, PWA, etc. - holds the attention of the public, the most important event attracted will relate to this particular group. A progressed aspect in the Saturn cycle chart, at a time when there is great public agitation for conservation of natural resources, can be expected to mark the date when some pronounced decision or action will be taken in reference to conservation. But the same aspect in a time of business depression would indicate the date on which some action would be proposed or taken having for its object economy or security, the more exact nature of which could be determined from the house position and special affinity of the aspected planet. Or to take an actual example from the past, spirituous liquors are ruled by Mars, and actions concerning them are shown by aspects in the Mars cycle charts. But nationwide prohibition, in addition to affecting the consumption of alcoholic beverages, was a radical departure from precedent. And all the important actions leading up to national prohibition were shown also by aspects in the Uranus cycle chart. Not only so, but after national prohibition was established, All the important actions leading to the abolition of prohibition also were shown by progressed aspects in the Uranus cycle chart, until the pendulum finally swung back in the freedom of the people to decide their personal habits for themselves, as indicated by Uranus in the House of the People in the Uranus cycle of 1928, finally asserted itself. I am here trying to point out that over one period of time the most important events attracted by nearly every progressed aspect in the Uranus cycle chart had to do with prohibition, at another period of time with strikes, and that during still another period of time with the exposure of graft among public officials. These broad public trends are not independent of the influence of cycle charts and major conjunctions, but to determine them requires great skill, in combining all the factors, including the major progressions in the nation's birth chart, the transits of the planets through the signs, and the general astronomical phenomena, examples of which are given in lesson number 141 C serial lesson key. Because so many factors are involved, to predict the precise nature of an event years in advance, such as that one nation will declare war on another on a certain date, or that the government will devalue its currency on another specified date, is a difficult matter. But to make accurate short-time predictions, after a certain trend has set in, giving exact dates and exact events weeks and months in advance, is not difficult and requires only a moderate amount of practice. When the trend is seen to belong to the rulership of a certain planet, any progressed aspect in the planet cycle chart will bring something of consequence to pass relating to the matter, and the nature of the event can be ascertained from the known trend combined with the house position and special affinity of the aspected planet, etc., according to the rules given in lesson number 143 C serial lesson key. Also, progressed aspects in the cycle charts of the other planets, to the planet ruling the trend under consideration, will have an effect upon the development of such events. That is, such aspects show the influence of the things ruled by the planet in whose cycle chart the progressed aspect occurs, to bring events to pass, which are of the trend of the aspected planet, and which, therefore, are related to the special trend under consideration. When Pluto is involved in the aspect, group action with drastic implications may be expected. When Neptune is one of the planets, schemes in an involved condition may be expected. When Uranus is one of them, something new, sudden and a marked change from old conditions. When Saturn is a party to the aspect, a slowing down, economy, loss or restriction. When Jupiter is one of the planets, expansion, optimism, expenditure or higher prices, and when Mars is one of them, look for strife and struggle. By considering these typical influences, whether in their own cycle charts, or when aspected in the cycle chart of another planet, a very clear picture can be formed of just what is going to happen, and just when, in reference to any subject which already has come before the public attention. The cycle chart ruling the matter will, by the progressed aspects that form in it, give the larger turning points. The details are to be filled in from the progressed aspects to this planet which rules the matter, which are made in the cycle charts of the other planets, each affecting the situation, of course, according to the type of influence which it commonly exerts. Jupiter in mundane astrology, the influence of Jupiter on everything he contacts is in the direction of expansion. He is the salesman, whose goodwill and joviality enable him to sell his wares or his services at the highest price. Large and generous by nature, he spends no time in petty haggling over small differences in cost. His customers will buy from him, even if they must pay a little more than elsewhere, because he is such a good fellow. This disregard of small imperfections in others, tendency to forgive transgressions, and the spirit of give and take which is so essential in life, if friction and antagonisms are to be avoided, may well be symbolized by the belts of Jupiter, which may be seen through a small glass, ever-shifting zones of various colors formed by changes in the planet's atmosphere. Here there is no suggestion of restriction, of self-interest, or of coldness, but rather an impression, as of a benign and genial giant. Look at Saturn through a telescope and there comes a very different feeling. Its cold white is slightly tinged with yellow, but it lacks that glowing warmth with which the steadfast yellow light of Jupiter seems to pour forth, to cheer his neighbors in the sky. Instead of the somewhat careless disregard of self, which the larger planet seems to indicate, Saturn has built a ring completely around himself to protect his possessions. In his cautious and self-centered desire to ensure that nothing from himself is given to others, and that in even the smallest way no one outdo him in bargaining, he has fenced himself and his possessions in. The fact which Saturn constantly overlooks is that a wall, which prevents anything from getting out, acts quite as effectively to keep anything from getting in. Jupiter gives and spends and makes pleasure for others, and this generous attitude awakens a like response in them. They in turn, feeling a sympathetic glow of generosity, give Jupiter more than he asks, and go out of their way to see him prosper. But when they come in contact with the cold ring, into which Saturn has withdrawn, they recoil from the barrier, and think to themselves that such a one deserves no favors, and that the best thing is to let him entirely alone. Saturn, as one of the two business planets, therefore, to get trade must sell at a bargain. But not so Jupiter. Whether in matters of wages, in the price to be paid for produce, or in the investment of capital, he ever tends to higher prices and more lavish expenditures. This tendency, when he is afflicted, leads to extravagance and to purchases at a price far above their real worth, or what may reasonably be expected from them in the way of financial returns. Religion and philosophy in thought, finance and commerce in business, and the influence of capitalism in politics, are the most outstanding things through which Jupiter, when he makes progressed aspects in the cycle chart, brings things to pass. More progressed aspects will be found to attract events relating to finances than to any other one thing. Yet, as Jupiter is the ruler of the natural ninth house, it will be found that various ninth house matters are also at times brought into prominence through progressed aspects of Jupiter in a cycle chart. As the ninth house is the third house of foreign countries, so treaties, which are contracts with such countries, come under Jupiterian rule. Commerce, interstate commerce in particular, ships which travel the sea, and long journeys in general, relate to this planet's cycle, as do cable messages, books, publishing and advertising. Here a careful distinction should be made between printing and the circulation of the news things, which are ruled by Mercury and the public expression of opinions, whatever the channel employed, which is ruled by Jupiter. Thus not only teaching, lecturing and preaching are Jupiterian functions, but advertising or lecturing over the radio, although the radio is ruled by Pluto. It is Jupiter placing opinions before the public. Mercury rules speech, but when that speech is used as indicated, rather than in conversation, it partakes of Jupiter's rule. The courts also are under Jupiter's influence, and arbitration between countries, which is the placing of differences, before some chosen judiciary body to decide. Calculating the Jupiter cycles to illustrate the method of calculating the time for which a Jupiter cycle should be erected, we will use the short cycle of Jupiter of July 7, 1927, and the present cycle of Jupiter which commenced February 5, 1928. As we wish to know the influence of the Jupiter cycle on the affairs of the United States, the problem is to ascertain the time at Washington, D.C., when Jupiter crossed from south declination to north declination. The Nautical Almanac for 1927 gives the declination of Jupiter on each day for Greenwich Civil Time commencing at midnight. The position on July 7th is given as minus 0 degrees, minutes, 31.0 seconds. The variation per hour is given as 2.65 seconds. That is, Jupiter, in south declination, is moving north at the rate of 2.65 seconds per hour, and must travel 31.0 seconds, to cross into north declination. 1 hour equals 60 minutes. Then 2.65, 60, 31.0? The answer is 702 minutes, which equal 11 hours, 42 minutes. To July 7th, civil time, add 11 hours, 42 minutes, and it gives the Greenwich time as July 7th, 11:42 a.m. As Washington is 77 degrees west, subtract 5 hours, 8 minutes, which gives the time for which the Jupiter cycle chart must be erected as July 7th, 1927, 6:34 a.m. LMT 77W 38-56N. The chart erected for the time so found is number 75 in table at front of this booklet. The Nautical Almanac for 1928 gives the declination of Jupiter on each day for Greenwich Civil Time commencing at midnight. The position on February 6th is given as minus 0 degrees, minutes, 31.2 seconds. The variation per hour is given as 12.39 seconds. That is, Jupiter, in south declination, is moving north at the rate of 12.39 seconds per hour, and must travel 31.2 seconds, to cross into north declination. 1 hour equals 60 minutes. Then 12.39, 60, 31.2? The answer is 151 minutes, which equals 2 hours, 31 minutes. To February 6th, civil time, add 2 hours, 31 minutes, and it gives the Greenwich time as February 6th, 2:31 a.m. As Washington is 77 degrees west, subtract 5 hours, 8 minutes, which gives the time for which the Jupiter cycle chart must be erected as February 5th, 1928, 9:23 p.m. LMT 77W 38-56N. The chart erected for the time so found forms the illustration at the front of this booklet. The cycles of Jupiter to give examples, not of what may be expected from the common run of aspects in the Jupiter cycle chart, such as will be considered later, but to indicate the aspects in the Jupiter cycle charts, which coincided with the most important past events, which are under Jupiter's rule, over a certain period of time. I will quote events and dates from an authoritative publication. That the student may have all the Jupiter cycle charts, since the year 1800, to facilitate his own researches. These are given in the table at the front of this booklet. Yet as for dates earlier than 1884, the charts are erected for approximate times, such as could be calculated from the positions in Raphael's ephemeris. Too much dependence should not be placed upon the house positions of these earlier charts. The dates for which these earlier charts have been erected now follow number 60, Jupiter cycle. March 27, 1809, approximately 10:24 p.m. 77 west 38-56. Number 61, Jupiter cycle, April 8, 1815, approximately 9:52 a.m. 77 west 38-56. Number 62, Jupiter cycle, March 11, 1821, approximately 11:52 a.m. 77 west 38-56. Number 63, Jupiter cycle, February 22, 1833, approximately 2:22 a.m. 77 west 38-56. Number 64, Jupiter Cycle, June 28, 1844, approximately 9:16 p.m. 77 West 38 to 56. Number 65, Jupiter Cycle, February 3, 1845, approximately 2:04 a.m. 77 West 38 to 56. Number 66, Jupiter Cycle, May 22, 1856, approximately 7:57 p.m. 77 West 38 to 56. Number 67, Jupiter Cycle, January 10, 1857, approximately 6:52 a.m. 77 West 38 to 56. Number 68, Jupiter Cycle, May 1, 1868, approximately 4:28 p.m. 77 West 38 to 56. Number 69, Jupiter Cycle, April, 1880, approximately 6:52 a.m. 77 West 38 to 56 North. Commencing with the Jupiter cycle, which started March 1, 1886, 5:59 a.m., Washington, chart 70. I will now quote, with my own comments in parentheses, all the events that clearly show the influence of Jupiter's rule, omitting none in the sequence, and covering a period as long as my space will permit, from the reference History of the World of Webster's New International Dictionary. The progressed aspect in the Jupiter cycle, which attracted each event, will be noted in connection with the quotation. May 10, 1886, under Jupiter P.N. House of Foreigners 7th in conjunct Usk our American people, in Yigwo v. Hopkins the Supreme Court Jupiter decides that a municipal ordinance designed to make arbitrary and unjust discriminations unfair business regulations against Chinese laundries is contrary to the principles of the 14th Amendment. October 25, 1886, 9 days after Jupiter Court made the perfect semi-sextal to Mars R, ruler of the House of Commerce, in Wabash, St. Louis, and Pacific Railway Company v. Illinois, the Supreme Court, after having it under consideration, construes the State Long and Short Haul Act as being a regulation of interstate Jupiter commerce. The court Jupiter reconsiders the Granger cases of 1877, arguing that the question of interstate commerce was there only incidental. This decision shows the need of federal regulation of the railroads. February 4, 1887, under Jupiter semi-sextal Uranus R, ruler of reforms, interstate commerce Jupiter Act passes after an agitation Uranus of years. State regulation of railroads by legislation and commissions, though upheld by the Supreme Court, was not powerful enough or uniform and gave place to a demand for federal regulation. Railroads become powerful and frequently affect or control state governments. March 2, 1887, under Jupiter semi-sextal Uranus R, in House of Foreign Countries, the President is authorized to retaliate on Canadian trade Jupiter for the obstruction of the fishing rights, no action taken. May 27, 1887, under Jupiter P.N. House of Taxes 8th Trinusk R, in Philadelphia and Southern Steamship Company v. Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court Jupiter holds a state tax upon the gross receipts of a steamship company derived from interstate and foreign commerce Jupiter contrary to the exclusive power of Congress. February 20, 1888, under Jupiter in the House of Treaties 9th Sextal Jupiter R in House of Foreign Nations 7th, treaty signed with Great Britain to settle the fisheries dispute. April 23, 1888, under Jupiter in the House of Interstate Commerce 9th Sextal Jupiter R, the Supreme Court Jupiter begins in the Missouri Pacific Railway Company v. Mackey its series of important interpretations of the 14th Amendment as applied to labor questions. holding that a state statute abolishing the fellow servant doctrine in workmen's compensation for injuries is not contrary to the amendment. October 2, 1889, under Jupiter opposition Saturn R, ruler of House of Congress, and in conjunct Pluto R, in House of Short Journeys and co-ruler of House of Long Journeys, First Pan-American Congress meets at Washington. Delegates tour the country and hold sessions lasting until April 19, 1890 to stimulate business-Jupiter relations. A Bureau Pluto, later called the Pan-American Union, is organized with headquarters in Washington. February 4, 1890, under Jupiter semi-sextilis R, centennial of the United States Supreme Court is celebrated at New York. July 14, 1890, under Jupiter sextil MCR business, Congress enacts the Silver Purchase Jupiter Rules Finances Act, which supersedes the Bland-Allison Act of 1878. It is a further compromise with the demand for free silver, and requires the purchase each month of 4,500,000 ounces of silver and the issue of legal tender Jupiter silver treasury notes equal to the purchase value. February 29, 1892, under Jupiter ruler of arbitration semi-sextilis R, convention signed with Great Britain submitting to arbitration the right of the United States to prohibit pelagic in the ocean hunting of the fur seals in the Bering Sea. The next Jupiter cycle chart 71 commenced March 27, 1892, 1:14 a.m. Washington. February 14, 1893, under Jupiter semi-square Neptune R, Treaty of Annexation with Hawaii is signed. This follows a revolt led by Americans, assisted by the American minister, and protected by American Marines, by which the Queen is deposed. Not ratified, Neptune often fails to fulfill. March 2, 1893, under Jupiter in House of Trans 3rd in conjunct Saturn R Planet of Safety in House of Commerce, Safety Appliance Act of Congress regulates brakes and couplers on trains in interstate commerce Jupiter. June 18, 1893, under Jupiter conjunction Venus R, sextil Moon R, Great Northern Railroad is opened, the first transcontinental Jupiter line, to be constructed without a land grant. January 17, 1894, under Jupiter conjunction Venus R, ruler of House of Bonds 5th. Issue of $50 million in bonds is offered to replenish the gold reserve, which by February 1 falls to $65 million, as $100,000 is considered the minimum safety point. March 29, 1894, under Jupiter conjunction Pluto R in House of Speculation, Cleveland vetoes a bill to coin Jupiter the purchased silver bullion to the amount of the seigniorage. April 29, 1894, under Jupiter in House of Speculation, in conjunct Uranus R, in House of Business, remnant of Coxey's Army of the Commonwealth of Christ, a demonstration Uranus of the Unemployed, reaches Washington with a demand for the issue of $500 million paper money Jupiter, especially the free coinage of silver, is presented as a panacea. November 5, 1894, under Jupiter trine Uranus R, a second bond issue of $50 million Jupiter is made to replenish the gold reserve Uranus in House of Credit. February 11, 1895, under Jupiter square Saturn R, ruler of the public usk, gold reserve is reduced to about $41 million. Cleveland, February 8, contracts with a syndicate to buy bonds, which they immediately resell Jupiter at a large premium. Much public criticism, public feel cheated Saturn. December 17, 1895, under Jupiter in House of Foreign Countries 7th, Trine Sun R, Cleveland's message on Venezuela and British Guiana boundary controversy holds that the right of the United States under the Monroe Doctrine is involved in Great Britain's refusal to arbitrate Jupiter with Venezuela. He recommends a commission to decide Jupiter the rights of the controversy. Congress authorizes the commission. February 5, 1896, under Jupiter Trine Jupiter R. A popular issue of $100 million in bonds Jupiter is quickly subscribed at a premium, and the gold reserve rises to a point of safety. November 12, 1896, under Jupiter Siskiyou Square Sun R, Great Britain and United States reach an agreement for the settlement of the British Guiana boundary by formal arbitration Jupiter Treaty between Great Britain and Venezuela. January 11, 1897, under Jupiter Trine Mars R, General Arbitration Treaty Jupiter is signed with Great Britain, Senate rejects Mars the planet of strife it. March 10, 1898, under Jupiter in House of the Navy. Opposition Sun R, Congress empowers the President to spend $50 million for national defense. Then comes the Jupiter Cycle Chart 72 starting April 8, 1898, 8:47 a.m. LMT, 77 W 38-56 and June 1, 1898, under Jupiter Planet of Business in conjunct Venus R. Exposition of the Arts Venus and Industries of Trans-Mississippi States is opened at Omaha. Erdman Act authorizes governmental mediation Jupiter and voluntary arbitration Jupiter of disputes between carriers engaged in interstate commerce Jupiter and their employees, and forbids such carriers to discriminate against union laborers Uranus in the cycle in House of Labor, Sextile Jupiter or to blacklist them. June 13, 1898, under Jupiter in conjunct Venus R, War Revenue Act provides for the raising of revenue by excise duties, tax on tea, and for a bond Jupiter loan of $400 million, but only half the bonds are issued. December 10, 1898, under Jupiter, Ruler of House of Foreign Countries, Semi-Sextile Jupiter R and Semi-Sextile Uranus R. Treaty Jupiter of Peace is signed at Paris, Spain abandons Cuba, cedes Puerto Rico, Guam, and Philippines to United States, and has paid Jupiter $20 million. May 18, 1899, under Jupiter, Ruler of House of Foreign Countries, Semi-Sextile Jupiter R, and Semi-Sextile Uranus are something new, First Hague Conference. Convention for Pacific Settlement of International Disputes, and to ameliorate war. Delegates from the United States signed Jupiter Rules treaties with a reservation of the Monroe Doctrine. September 6, under Jupiter, Ruler of House of Foreign Nations, Opposition Mercury R, Ruler of the People USC. Secretary Hayes Open Door Policy Business Policy for China receives recognition by other powers. February 5, 1900, under Jupiter in conjunct Mercury R, First Hay-Ponsfaw Treaty Jupiter on Canal. March 14, 1900, under Jupiter Semi-Sextile Moon R, Gold Standard Act makes gold dollar Jupiter a standard unit of value. May 14, 1900, under Jupiter in conjunct Mercury R, in Knowlton v. Moore the Supreme Court Jupiter decides that the federal inheritance tax of June 13, 1898, is a constitutional and direct tax revenue raising measure, and thus under Jupiter. May 27, 1901, under Jupiter Sextile Moon R, in the insular case the Supreme Court Jupiter holds that Puerto Rico by the treaty Jupiter ceased to be a foreign country within the meaning of the tariff laws. November 18, 1901, under Jupiter Sextile Moon R, Hay-Ponsfaw Treaty is signed, Clayton-Bulwer Treaty Jupiter abrogated and British consent given to American sole control of the Isthmian Canal. January 24, 1902, Under Jupiter semi-square Saturn are lands. Second treaty Jupiter is signed with Denmark for the purchase of the Virgin Islands. The Riksdag rejects Saturn the treaty. March 8, 1902. Under Jupiter square Mercury are, ruler of House of the People USC, act establishing tariff rates between the United States and the Philippines. Unrestricted trade Jupiter not granted. June 28, 1902. Under Jupiter semi-sextile MCR business, Isthmian Canal Act authorizes the purchase of the rights of the French Canal Company for $40 million Jupiter. Number 73. Jupiter cycle, March 11, 1904, 11:57 a.m. LMT 77W 38-56 and number 74. Jupiter cycle, February 23, 1916, 4:26 p.m. LMT 77W 38-56 and number 75. Jupiter cycle, the detailed calculation of which is given earlier in these pages, July 7, 1927 6:34 a.m. LMT 77W 38-56 n. The Jupiter cycle now effective 1. The influence of the current Jupiter cycle, chart for which is illustrated at front of booklet, will be in effect from February 5, 1928, to May 26. 1939. According to the calculations previously given in detail, the chart is erected for February 5, 1928, 9:23 p.m. 77 West 38-56. 1936. The most outstanding feature of this chart is Jupiter, ruler of the cycle, in the House of Labor, conjunction the disruptive Uranus, square Venus in the place of homes and farms, Sisky square the moon in the House of Congress, square the place of credit MC, opposition the people USC and in close semi-square to the sun in the House of Speculation. In other words, every significant position in the chart, with the exception of a semi-sextile to Mercury, and no aspects to Saturn, Mars and Pluto, forms a decided affliction to the planet of finances and business in that planet cycle. The sun being in the house of speculation and in close opposition to the moon common people, and both afflicting the financial planet, indicate that unwise speculation of the common people works in the direction of financial disaster. Pluto in the house of business in opposition to Venus and Mars, indicates that drastic measures will become necessary to preserve credit, and that business will be sorely distressed, especially as the MC also is so heavily afflicted. The two planets in the fourth, afflicted not only by Jupiter, but also by Pluto in the house of business, show that farms and homes will suffer great loss through dislocation of business and credit. But more significant than any other position is Jupiter with Uranus in the sixth. Here we perceive that the real misadjustment, which is precipitated by a wild period of universal speculation, has its seat with labor. Uranus rules new inventions and intricate machines, and these have displaced more crude methods, which required greater manpower. This has not decreased wealth Jupiter, but has brought about a dislocation in the distribution of wealth. Uranus also rules new methods and changes, and thus points out not only the basic cause of the business and financial dislocation so clearly shown in this chart, but what must be accomplished before the financial difficulties here shown will be passed. There must be a radical Uranus change in the distribution of wealth Jupiter among those who labor. It is chiefly the restricted buying power of the laborers, including agriculturists and clerical workers, that causes the business disruption here shown, and it can only be remedied by some new method, which permits a vast number of people moon in aspect to Jupiter, to share sufficiently in the wealth produced with the aid of labor-saving machines Uranus in sixth, that they provide a mass moon purchasing Jupiter power. So far as the finances of the people and general business conditions are concerned, this chart indicates that the whole period, 1928 to 1939, is one of adjustment to the mechanization not only of industry but also of the farm and home, as indicated by Uranus conjunction the ruler of the cycle and in aspect to nearly every planet in the chart. To furnish examples, not of what is to be expected in the way of events from heavy and exceptional aspects in a Jupiter cycle, but to give a clear picture of what should be expected also from the weak aspects, and those that occur at rather short intervals, probably the best method to follow is to take all the aspects that Jupiter forms within a given period in its cycle chart, and note one event under Jupiter's rule, which was actually coincident with each such aspect. Commencing, therefore, with the Jupiter cycle of February 5, 1928, I will list, in their proper order of succession, all the progressed aspects that have formed, insofar as space permits, and quote the date, an event attracted, from the World Almanac, my own comments being placed in parentheses. It will be apparent the events thus indicated are not inconsequential, for only the more important events are given mention in the World Almanac. On the cycle February 6, 1928, at Washington, the new arbitration treaty Jupiter with France was signed on the anniversary of the first Franco-American Treaty of Alliance, February 6, 1778. February 11, 1928, Jupiter semi-sextile Mercury or February 11, John D. Rockefeller Jr., testifying to the U.S. Senate Public Lands Committee in the Teapot Dome oil inquiry, said he had tried in vain to persuade Colonel R. W. Stewart, chairman of the Standard Oil Company of Indiana, to tell the committee all he, Stewart, knew of the Continental Trading Company's bonds Mercury in the House of Bonds. February 13, 1928, Jupiter Siski Square Moon R, opposition ask our people the New York City Transit Commission denied an interborough plea for a 7-cent subway fare Jupiter keeps prices up. February 18, 1928, Jupiter Square MCR February 18, Mayor Walker MC of New York City, on a trip south hopped off the train at Baltimore, and talked to the advertising Jupiter Club about religious Jupiter prejudices. March 9, 1928, Jupiter Square Venus or March 10, President Coolidge signed the Alien Property Venus in House of Real Estate Bill, which calls for an expenditure Jupiter of about $50 million by the U.S. Treasury, to cover the value of alien property seized when war was declared on Germany. March 23, 1928, Jupiter Siski Square Neptune or March 23, U.S. authorities at New York City seized 5 tons of manufactured imported commerce quinine sulfate, alleging the Dutch owners are cornering the market Jupiter in violation of the antitrust Neptune provision of the Wilson Tariff Law. March 24, 1928, Jupiter Square Mars or March 24, Ibert D. Lasker, of Chicago, told the Senate oil probers at Washington that in October, 1920, he gave $25,000 in cash Jupiter to the late Fred W. Upham, the treasurer of the National Committee. April 1, 1928, Jupiter Square Pluto or April 1, L.S. Peterson, Dem, retiring postmaster at Douglas, Ga., shot and killed one of his clerks and himself. In a letter he accused Republicans of driving gang methods of Pluto him into debt by campaign money Jupiter levies. April 4, 1928, Jupiter sextile Sun or April 5, the $5,210,000 of gold Sun, which was received in New York from Soviet Russia on February 21, and which has been the center of international financial Jupiter and legal Jupiter turmoil, was sent back to Europe on the steamship Dresden. April 8, 1928, Jupiter trine Saturn on April 9, Jiddu Krishnamurti, the young Hindu who is accepted by Theosophist followers of Dr. Annie Besant, as a vehicle for the world teacher Jupiter, or spiritual equal of Christ and Buddha, arrived at New York City on the Leviathan. April 15, 1928, Jupiter semi-square Mercury or April 16, Dr. Walter F. Seymour, superintendent of the Presbyterian Board of Missions Jupiter Hospital at Sining, southeastern Shenzhen, was shot to death by a Chinese soldier. April 17, 1928, Jupiter trine moon or April 17, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to halt the action of the court below reversing the Interstate Commerce Jupiter Commission in the Lake Cargo Coal case, prohibited the carriers in the South from making voluntary cut. Jupiter keeps prices up in coal freight rates. May 26, 1928, Jupiter trine Neptune or May 25. The U.S. has collected to date over $2 million in back revenue Jupiter taxes revealed by Teapot Dome and Continental Trading Company Neptune Rules Oil Testimony. June 8, 1928, Jupiter semi-sextile Uranus or June 7, President Coolidge killed by a pocket veto, the Muscle Shoals bill calling for the U.S. government operation competing with private business of the $150 million power plant on the Tennessee River in Alabama. June 14, 1928, Jupiter Siski square Saturn or June 14, Robert W. Stewart, chairman of the Standard Oil Company of Indiana, was acquitted by a jury Jupiter in the District of Columbia Supreme Court of contempt charges arising from his refusal to answer questions at the Senate Committee's oil inquiry. The question concerned profits Jupiter of the Continental Trading Company. June 17, 1928, Jupiter semi-sextile Jupiter or June 15, near Belleville, 3. An army dirigible balloon descended over a railway track, as a train came in view. The airship crew, regulating the speed to correspond with that of the train, maneuvered into position over the mail coach. Then the dirigible was brought down over the train so low, that the control car rested on top of the coach for a moment, while a member of the crew handed a sack of mail to a clerk standing in the doorway of the coach Commerce and Interstate Transportation. June 23, 1928, Jupiter sextile Mercury or June 23, when the steamer Mercury ruler of the Ninth Leviathan arrived at London from New York City, several of her sacks of registered mail Jupiter ruling House of Mail were found to have been robbed. Total loss not over $10,000. June 29, 1928, Jupiter in conjunctus are June 29, John Henry Mears and Captain B.B. Collier, who are going to travel around the world Jupiter ruling long journeys by steamship and airplane in 23 days, left the battery at 5:00 a.m. in a seaplane for Ambrose Channel lightship. They got back to the battery at 8:21.48 p.m., July 22, having circled the globe in 23 days, 15 hours, 21 minutes, 3 seconds. July 2, 1928, Jupiter sextile MC or July 2, interest rates MC rules credit on call money were raised. Jupiter raises prices at New York City to 10%, the highest since November 10, 1920. August 10, 1928, Jupiter trine Venus or August 10, Herbert Hoover, in the visible presence of 70,000 Venus rules House of the People, and heard Jupiter rules speeches given to the public by radio by millions, delivered in the stadium of Stanford University, California, his speech of acceptance of the Republican presidential nomination. September 18, 1928, Jupiter trine Venus or September 18, Governor A.E. Smith of New York, Democratic presidential candidate, reached Omaha, Nebraska, in his special train, and made his first campaign address Jupiter Rules public speeches there, mainly on Farm Venus and House of Farm Problems. October 29, 1928, Jupiter Sextil MCR October 29, dodging squalls and rain, the German airship Graf Zeppelin covered more than a third of the distance Jupiter Rules' long journeys to Friedrichshafen on her homeward flight, after taking off from Lakehurst, N.J., at 1:55 a.m. November 3, 1928, Jupiter in conjunctusk on November 2, Governor A.E. Smith was welcomed at New York City with a parade, which was cheered by 1,500,000 Dusk Rules the public. He spoke Jupiter Rules public speeches at night to a throng at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. November 9, 1928, Jupiter Sextil Mercury or November 9, male Jupiter Rules House of Mail robbers got $53,000 in a train holdup near Fort Worth, Texas. All but $2,970 was found hidden nearby, and the bandits Mercury ruler of House of Crime were captured. November 18, 1928, Jupiter semi-sextil Jupiter or November 17, the Board of Bishops of the ME Church of the World, at Atlantic City, publicly announced that under the decision of the General Conference of the Church Jupiter last May, ministers Jupiter may marry couples one or both of whom have been legally divorced. November 24, 1928, Jupiter Siski Square Saturn or November 23, conductors and trainmen of Western Railways Saturn and House of Railways accepted a 6% wage increase. Jupiter raises wages, retroactive to May 1, 1929, when their former agreement with the railways expired. December 9, 1928, Jupiter semi-sextil Uranus or December 9, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, in its 50th anniversary copyrighted edition, published Jupiter a 1,000-word article from President Coolidge, in which he tells of the many demands Uranus and House of Labor on the time of the president, and suggests a departure from tradition Uranus a country White House. January 11, 1929, Jupiter semi-sextil Uranus or January 11, testimony that the National Electric Uranus Light Association had contributed expose Uranus $80,000 between 1924 and 1928 to the General Federation of Women's Clubs, and that it also had paid $600 each for 24 magazine articles. Jupiter was presented to the Federal Trade Jupiter Commission. January 25, 1929, Jupiter Siski Square Saturn or January 26, the Chicago Auditorium, which opened public education ruled by Jupiter, although entertainment belongs to the Fifth House on December 10, 1889, with Gounod's Romeo and Juliet, closed Saturn closes or otherwise restricts with the same opera. February 1, 1929, Jupiter semi-sextil Jupiter or Colonel Charles A. Lindbergh flew from Mineola, NY, to Jacksonville, FLA, refueled, flew to Miami, and on February 4 he opened the U.S. Central American Air Mail Jupiter ruler of House of Mail from Miami to Havana, and thence to Belize, British Honduras. Jupiter rules long journeys. February 15, 1929, Jupiter in conjunctusk or February 15, the Interstate Jupiter Commerce Commission approved the plan submitted by a committee of railway executives, under which the Railway Express Agency, which has been incorporated, will on March 1 acquire and operate practically the entire USC rules the general public express business of the country. February 19, 1929, Jupiter Sextil MCR Herbert Hoover MC rules president returned to Washington from Florida and Secretary of State Kellogg, in an identical note delivered to diplomatic representatives of all governments, which have signed the World Court Jupiter Protocol, invited their governments to conduct an informal exchange of views among themselves with a view, to admitting the United States into membership and participation in the court. March 15, 1929, Jupiter trine Venus or March 14, President Hoover issued an executive order that all future decisions of the Commissioner of Internal Revenue dealing with tax Jupiter P and House of Taxes refunds in excess of $20,000 Jupiter shall be open to public Venus ruling House of Public Inspection.